Good morning, everybody. So continuing on the discussion of the Rambam, Perek Yudalid of Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes, in a classical piece here about the gravity of Dinei Nefashos, Tzrichen Bezdan Lizyashe B'Dinei Nefashos Lahamtin V'lo Yo'itzu, right? Vayayitzu, we find that Lashon in Parshas Vayera, when Sodom was about to be destroyed, so they had to run. V'chol Bezdan Shehargu Nefesh B'Shev Hashanim Aredu Chablonim, Mishnah Makos. So it's sort of dialectic. On the one hand, that we would expect that the process would lead to very, very, very few adjudications of Dinei Nefashos. Meidach Gisa, if it's required, it's required. Kind of meeting Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Afen Mar Ben Shov Chedam Yisrael halfway. Aval in Dan in the Olam Shnayim Biyom Be'achar, Ala Dan in Zehayom Ve'Asheni Lamachar. So the Ar Sameach points out some machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam about what the gather of this is. Rashi says, as the Ar Sameach quotes, that it could be you have two mechalalei Shabbos. One isn't necessarily related to the other, but that's Avera Achas, since it was the same Avera, and Misachas is Nisr Skila. The Rambam doesn't seem to accept that. Hayushneim b'Avera Achas, kigon noef im noefes, meaning it's the same act, done in Shneim b'yom echad. So there you're basically just adjudicating one act, but to adjudicate two distinctive violations of Shabbos, so that doesn't meet the standard of the Rambam. So it has to be Misa Achas, Aver Achas, and even Misa Achas. Misa Achas, is very interesting, because again, if it just be done the Misa, and okay, so you just do the math. You carry the ones, you carry the twos, so he gets Chenek, she gets Sreifa, but no. Because again, as we've established, that Sreifa is like a different category, it's like a different Chalos, right? It's not just, Uviarta Harasha, but Uviarta Hara, that it requires this elevated response, so that's considered to be sufficient that, you wouldn't be able to judge that on the same day. It's interesting, this is based on Gemara Sanhedrin Lamedei, and there's a discourse there about Kachas Kol Reshe Ha'am Ve'Oka Asam Lashem Neged HaShamish to be Marbe Bebatei Din. So there are some quotes there from Rashi and Tosos Alatar, and it's interesting because you would think, there, what you're dealing with is, multiple batei din, kachas kol rashei ha'am, right? There could be multiple batei din, because presumably everybody's involved in the same aveira or aveiros, avodazar gilu erayos, and I think that, within that framework, there's a great need, to adjudicate these things as swiftly as possible. However, I think one of the interesting questions to raise is I'm just raising this as a tzarachion for the Rambam. Is it just one act, and therefore, it's obvious that that's outside of the geder of one act, or do we say that sometimes, one act can be, if you have two random individuals who are mechalal Shabbos, have nothing to do with each other, so that has nothing to do with each other. Okay, so that we know the Rambam's psak on, but let's say, because the sin of Baal Peor was an isolated act of Odazara, wasn't isolated acts of Gilu Arayos. So maybe there, we see that as more integrated. Just a possibility. The Mashmos of the Rambam is not that way, but let me put it this way. I think a third Shita could be somewhere in between Rashi and the Rambam on this, that, you'd say, okay, not two completely distinctive instances of Chol Shabbos of Odazara, and not necessarily, it always has to be a distinctive Maisa, but sometimes we'll look at something as like a group event. Okay, just something to consider. Getting back to the fundamental point, right, I just wanted to make one concluding observation here about the basic principle of Ein Danu L'Olam Shnayim B'Yom Echad, Ela Danu Zayom V'Asheni L'Machar. Right, so we've noted many times that part of our Mahalich in reading the Rambam and interpreting the Rambam is what his default is and then what his qualification is. So here the Rambam in his default is L'Olam, we never, ever do two in one day, and then, if it's exactly the same Misa and exactly the same Misa, fine, because that's basically just adjudicating one case in a day. So the Rambam obviously wants to emphasize, and I think this is of a piece with what we discussed before of Gemara Din Shebifanav, of how careful we have to be. Even if you know that everybody in Tarovis is Chayv Misa, these people have their Gemara Din, this one just hasn't yet had his Gemara Din, they're all mixed in together, nonetheless, in Gomer Dino Shelo Bifanav, and that should be as obvious as not taking down innocent people in Taruves. So I think the point here that the Rambam is really making, Ein Dan El Olam Shnayim Biyom Echad, is a shiur in where he started. Tzrichin Bezna Yisyashiv Din Nefashos Lahamtin V'lo Ya'itzu. Any time there's like a large caseload to get through, so the natural tendency is, you know, it's like, let's move through it. Let's see if we can cover some ground over here. There's a lot of ground to cover. Masha'ein Kain, Dina Nefashos, each one is an Olam Mala, and you don't, handle multiple Olamos Malayos, B'yom Echad, B'chadam Achta. It's just not an acceptable way of proceeding. It's not an acceptable way of doing things, of handling these kinds of situations. So what I try to emphasize within this framework is the extent to which the Olam Malay facet expresses itself in the choreography of Dina Nefashos for sure, and how this impacts all the way down to Shnayim Biyom Echad, out of concern that each individual is not going to get their day in court, their due process. A lot lately about how due process, secular concept, and you find these things disconcerting. On the contrary, the halacha, especially when it came to Dinei Nefashos, has a great impact on a person's life. The due process is not, somehow ancillary. It's so critical. Fairness is just absolutely of the essence in the halachic ethos.